At the grocery store these days, a dozen eggs will run you a couple of dollars. If you pick the organic, cage-free kind, you're looking at $3 or even $4. Fed up with the price of eggs or milk or honey, some city dwellers and suburbanites are skipping the store entirely and turning instead to their own backyards. Megan Verlee of Colorado Public Radio got a taste of this trend in her own Denver neighborhood. Here's her story.
Living in a city, you expect the occasional siren to wake you up at night, or maybe the roar of a jet coming in low for the airport. It goes with the territory. But the nocturnal disturbances in my neighborhood have a slightly more agrarian feel. That'll wake you up. The little guy behind that big voice makes his roost in my neighbor's yard. When I started hearing about a trend toward more cities allowing livestock, there was only one logical place to start researching.
Hey, Megan.
Thanks for letting me come by and see the chickens.
Sure. I've been out there with the geese.
Did I mention they also have a pair of geese? What my neighbors don't have are any permits for this minor menagerie. Denver does allow chickens, but you have to pay an annual fee. Roosters, though, are entirely outlawed. And as an outlaw rooster keeper, Brad doesn't want us to use his last name. But he is happy to introduce me to his flock, scratching around in a converted sun porch.
Do they have names?
Yeah, Maybelline, Avon, and Maxima.
Many of the folks pushing for urban livestock ordinances do it from trendy modern ideas about sustainability and local food, you know, locavores. For Brad, it's a bit simpler. He just loves chickens. He had them as a boy in the countryside and just kept on raising them even after moving to Los Angeles as a teenager.
So I was walking around L.A. streets with Rhode Island Red. And people would say, oh, my God, that's a beautiful bird. What is it? Oh, it's a chicken. A chicken. You know, city folk never seen them before.
That seems to be changing. Forget growing your own vegetables. Cutting-edge locavores are now pushing backyard honey, eggs, and milk. Researchers with the American Planning Association say in the last 6 months, they've fielded more questions about livestock ordinances than almost any other topic. Zoning consultant Christopher Dirksen is trying to simplify some of the answers. He's putting together a model sustainability code for cities trying to green up their rules.
I'm curious, when you say to your average city planner, when you say to them the word chicken, what do they tend to say?
They tend to squawk. I think most planners, like most people, don't think of urban areas as food-producing areas, but that's changing with the cost of food and questions about the health of food. And so we're seeing a real change in mindset among urban planners.
Which means you can now keep bees in Denver or raise a mini goat in Seattle. But the real rock stars of this movement are chickens. Urban livestock researcher Jennifer Blecka says in recent years, a dozen cities or more annually have joined the pro-chicken flock. And she's seeing chicken advocates starting to get more organized.
When I, over the last year or two, have done presentations at various conferences on urban agriculture, a swarm of people comes afterward and says, oh, I'm from Cleveland. We need to get our regulations changed. Can you please help? Could you give me some advice?
Some municipalities have bucked this agrarian trend, though. Just north of Denver, the planning board for the city of Longmont recently gave the thumbs down to a chicken ordinance. According to board chair John Van Bentham, concerns ranged from unsightly chicken coop construction to noise and smell to slightly more dire topics.
Avian flu came up, and that's maybe kind of a nightmare scenario, but that's one of the places where folks are concerned that it comes from.
But backyard farmers seem to have one ace in the hole for diffusing any local objections. Bribery. Certainly on my street, I know plenty of Brad's eggs end up on my neighbor's breakfast plates.
I ask them every now and then if it's bothering them. They say, oh, no, it doesn't bother us at all. And besides, you wouldn't mess with the one that feeds you.
Or kill the goose with the golden egg, I guess.
For the record, no eggs, goose, chicken, or otherwise changed hands in the reporting of this story. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.